Central Florida Healthline is paid for by the Heist Clinic. This is a pre-recorded show. Welcome to Central Florida Healthline, your weekend wellness checkup with Renee Humphreys. And now here's Renee.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to experience outrageous health? If your answer was yes, then you've tuned in to the right place. Hi, my name is Renee Humphreys with Heist Health Clinic, and you're listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Here we will be discussing different topics on how you can take control of your own health. This show is for educational purposes only. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you've been listening, you've heard me say that I've been QRA advanced level trained by Dr. Bob Marshall. The QRA assessment that you've heard Dr. Marshall talk about is here locally in Winter Park at Heist Health Clinic. Quantum reflex analysis, commonly known as QRA, is the latest technology in 21st century clinical nutrition. It can uncover the short circuits in organ and gland function and determine the exact cell resident nutrients which can restore you to outrageous health. At Heist Health Clinic, we carry Dr. Marshall's professional line of excipient-free nutrients, and in the spirit of Dr. Marshall, each Saturday, we will reward our WTLN listeners by offering a blockbuster special. Joining me again today is Dr. Heist, and we'll be discussing genetically modified foods and why they are bad for you. To protect you from the toxins associated with these GMOs, our blockbuster special this week will be MediClay. MediClay is a unique bentonite clay that absorbs toxins. Whenever you eat non-organic food or if you're eating out at a restaurant, just open a capsule in water, and if there's toxins or pesticides attached to the foods, the MediClay should absorb them and escort them out of your body. Buy two or more bottles and get 25% off of each bottle. This sale is only available for our WTLN listeners. You can place your order by calling Heist Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That number again is 407-677-1660. You can also email your order or questions to cfhealthline@yahoo.com. That's CF as in Central Florida Healthline at yahoo.com. So with me today is a tanned and relaxed Dr. Heist. He's back from vacation. So welcome back, Dr. Heist.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So when I first decided to do a show on GMOs, my first thought was, well, you know, will I have enough material to cover the 30 minutes of the show? You know, and then as I started gathering all the information together, then I'm you know, wondering, okay, how am I going to fit it all within 30 minutes? So there's so much more than what we'll actually talk about today, but there are movies and books dedicated strictly to GMOs. There's a number of websites and documentaries to inform you about the dangers of GMOs. Most people either don't know about the damage that they can do or they have no idea what GMOs are. So, Dr. Heist, can you tell our listening audience what we mean when we say GMOs?
I think most people who have a genuine interest in quality wellness and health have heard this mentioned and talked about. It's the blight of the chemical industry post-war. And it unfortunately, it's the result of manipulating DNA within a cell of an organism. And so they'll take a soy or a corn or a beet and manipulate that so that it's no longer the original plant. And what they do is they alter, the chemical industry will alter the genetic characteristic of that cell so that it can tolerate sprays to kill plants while they're harvest, so they can harvest the soy or corn and beets and not have all of the weeds in the product. So they'll use glyphosate to kill the weeds. But GMO stands for genetic modification. It's genetic engineering. And they've done this mainly to these three crops, soy, corn, and beets. And that's where a lot of the sugar's at. So when you look at your carbonated drinks, you're going to probably find aspartame. However, if they don't, they may just say sugar And it could be sugar beets, because that's where a lot of our sugars come from, or from corn. If you really are conscientious and you want to avoid this potentially harmful ingredient that changes the whole behavior of the cells in our body, then avoid things that will just generically say sugar, because it's probably going to be a bad sugar. It's probably going to be loaded with glyphosate. They don't take the glyphosate, which is Roundup, off the product after it's been sprayed. They leave it on there, and it goes right into the food chain.
Yeah. So the you know, what fascinates me is that the GMOs are a result of a laboratory process by the biotech industry and not the agricultural world. So yeah, they take the genes from one species, such as bacteria, viruses, insects, animals, plants, or humans, and they force that gene into the DNA of an unrelated plant or animal. So, you know, let me repeat myself. So the genes from one species, such as a bacteria, virus, insects, animals, plants, or humans, are forced into the DNA of an unrelated plant or animal. So this process has been proven that it is fraught with dangerous side effects, you know, and you and I know that God is you know, all-knowing. He made everything. He doesn't make mistakes, you know, and it just amazes me that someone would think that they, you know, could go and alter the genetic makeup and not have issues afterwards.
Right.
But, yeah, there's two main crops, GMO crops, the herbicide-tolerant varieties, and these are engineered to withstand the high doses of toxic weed killers.
Yeah.
High doses of toxic weed killers, which are linked to birth defects, cancer, hormone disruption, you know, many other things, and they end up in our foods, you know. And then the other plants, and, you know, pay attention to this, they're designed to produce their own poisonous insecticide in every single cell of the plant. This insecticide is called BT toxin. When an insect bites into the plant that we use for food, it breaks open their stomach and kills them. Again, when an insect bites into the plant that we use for food, it breaks open their stomach and kills them. You know, scientists want us to believe that it will poison the insect, but the same food won't have any effect on us. You know, does this make any sense to anybody? So, you know, GMO foods, they've been around for years, but most Americans have no idea that they're eating them because they're not labeled. In fact, since the introduction in the mid-1990s, there's been a sharp increase in childhood disorders.
Yeah.
And Dr. Heiss, who do you think are the people that are the most vulnerable to the dangers of the GMOs?
Probably children.
Yeah.
Because their brains are very sensitive, and very influenced. And of course, unfortunately, years later, as we get into our 50s, 60s, now we're starting to have earlier onset of Alzheimer's and alterations in brain function.
Yeah. And we all know that infants and children are much more sensitive to chemicals or toxins. Their immune system, their blood-brain barriers, they're not yet fully developed.
Yeah.
You know, they eat more, they metabolize their foods at a higher rate. And infants in general are just 3 to 4 times more prone to food allergies, even in tiny amounts. You know, and this is scary because GMOs are in infant formulas also, primarily using genetically modified soy. So, I mean, Dr. Heiss, should we really be feeding soy to our children, our infants?
There's so little of that. Definitely not. And there is so little crop space available that's not been adulterated with the genetic modified crops. So they get into attempts to try and raise that soy organically, but it's very, very difficult.
Yeah. And there's scary amounts of GMOs and chemicals found in the cereal that we feed our children every morning. Do you know that these GMO foods are not properly tested for human safety? You know, although human studies are not conducted, there are many adverse findings in animal studies. They've recorded problems with immunity, digestion, aging, along with insulin and cholesterol regulation, you know, organ function. If any of these sound like what you are dealing with, then one of the things you need to really do is take a look at your diet and see what it is that you're eating. So, Dr. Heiss, let's tell everyone what the most common GMO crops are. We touched on it very briefly. We mentioned the corn.
Yep.
And, you know, that contains, you know, you're looking at corn oils, corn meal, corn starch, you know, high fructose corn syrup. So many different things that corn covers.
Right.
Soybeans. Again, tofu. When you know people think tofu, they think healthy.
Yeah. That's right.
But less than 1% is actually organic. Sugar beets. We touched on that, and yeah, typically it will just the label will just say sugar when it's actually from sugar. From beets. It can be from cane sugar, but usually genetically modified sugar beets. Cottonseed. And cottonseed oil is used for a lot of things. Canola oil is a big one.
Yeah.
Is there anything good about canola oil?
Nothing that I read.
No. And what's scary too is I, you know, go into the pet stores and I'm looking for healthy food to give my dog. Canola oil is always one of the first few ingredients that's on the label, and it just blows my mind.
Huh.
Hawaiian papaya is a big one also. And there are small amounts of zucchini and yellow squash that are typically genetically modified. One of the foods that's not on the list is but one that we do need to avoid is wheat. A lot of people think that they might have a gluten intolerance, but in my opinion, it might not even be the gluten. It might be the toxin that's associated with the gluten that they're having a reaction to. And that active ingredient that is found in Roundup is the glyphosate. So can you tell us a little bit more about that? And how that affects us?
The gluten?
Well, the glyphosate that's attached to the gluten.
Oh, yeah.
And the way they produce it.
Glyphosate is, as you said, you know, it's definitely known as a carcinogen. Very, very, very toxic. And as you said earlier, if it's capable of killing bugs, you imagine what it does to our body in small, gradual, steady doses over a long period of time. And the consequences of that now is that they have what's called superbugs. Are you going to get into that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
Superbugs are, you know, they're just, they're survivors. And they're going to morph in their genetic makeup to be able to survive the onslaughts of the chemical industry's attempt to try and kill the pesticides. But then some will survive, they'll change. And then they'll modify their characteristics so they become immune to the glyphosate. Now you've got more powerful chemicals that have to be used to kill the superbugs.
Yeah, I heard the new one that they're coming out with, and I can't remember the name of it right now. I think it's a bunch of letters and numbers together, but was one of the main ingredients in Agent Orange. And since they're finding that the glyphosate isn't working as well as it used to, because now it's creating these super weeds, now they're having to go to other measures. You know, glyphosate by itself is only mildly toxic to the plants, and it doesn't usually destroy the weeds directly. What it actually does is bind with the nutrients and deprives the plants of the minerals that are needed for them to help defend against disease. At the same time, the glyphosate can stimulate disease-creating organisms in the soil, which then wipe out the weakened plant because it chelated all the nutrients from it. So let's think about this. If glyphosate chelates iron, zinc, copper, magnesium, calcium, and many more minerals by removing them from the plant, common sense, along with studies, would tell us that if we're eating foods with this Roundup attached to it, then it's probably doing the same thing to animals and humans.
Right.
In fact, glyphosate-induced mineral deficiencies can very easily go unidentified and untreated. But to me, what's most disturbing is that laboratory tests can sometimes detect adequate minerals, but they miss the fact that glyphosate has rendered them completely unusable. So, you know, in I was reading in 2015, the International Agency for Research on Cancer reclassified glyphosate as a probable human carcinogen. You know, and there's also evidence, mounting evidence out there that Monsanto knew about, knew that glyphosate promotes cancer as far back as 1981. So there's a lot of lies that you'll hear out there that the biotech industry puts out there to make you think that GMOs are fine or even good for you. So let's look at the first lie. They say that there's no nutritional differences between GMO foods and non-GMO foods. And that is absolutely not true. Let's just take a quick look at an analysis on corn that was done in 2012, and I believe this was done in Canada. But what they showed on the corn, that the calcium in the GMO corn was 14 parts per million. The calcium in the non-GMO corn was 6,130 parts per million. You know, not even close. The magnesium in the corn was in the GMO corn was 2 parts per million, and the magnesium in the non-GMO corn was 113 parts per million. You know, that's 56 times more magnesium in the non-GMO corn. And the GMO corn was also found to contain 13 parts per million of glyphosate compared to zero in the non-GMO. So, you know, if we know anything, the body sends off hunger pains when it needs nutrition. Eating GMOs that we just talked about provides reduced nutrition, but not reduced calories. So now your body's requiring more food in order to get the nutrition that it needs. And what happens when we take in extra calories? We gain weight. And we also know that the body will protect itself by surrounding toxins with fat. And, of course, what's in GMO foods, there's toxins. So for those of you that are looking to lose weight, start by cutting out the GMO foods. There's a couple ways you can do this. You can start by looking for the non-GMO seal on the products that you buy, but also you can look at the code that's on those little labels on your fresh fruits and vegetables. For instance, if the number on that code starts with a 4, then it's conventional. So more than likely there's pesticides have been sprayed on it. If it's a number 9, then it's organic, so it's good for you. However, you always want to look for the certified organic labels. They beat the codes every time. But if the code starts with a number 8, it's genetically modified, and you want to avoid that at all cost. So it's a great idea also to go down to your local farmers markets, get to know your farmers and their practices. Dr. Heiss, we've been talking mainly about plants, but we also have to watch out for meats also, don't we?
Yes, right. And we and a lot of the foods, of course, are fed antibiotics and steroids to enhance their growth. You know, the rule of thumb has been with beef is 1,100 pounds in 11 months. Yeah, they just fatten them up, and they don't let them out to graze to eat the good grasses and the seeds and the soil. And so they just fatten them up with the estrogens and steroids, and then they feed them soy that is obviously genetically modified. So it really changes the whole chemical characteristic of that meat. Think about fish. Most people think salmon, good fish to eat, but most of the salmon that sits on the ice in the stores is once frozen, and it was actually farm-raised in tributaries, either in the Northeast or in the Northwest. These tributaries, you think, oh, it's in the ocean waters, but they put them in nets, and then they feed them steroids, antibiotics, and then they give them the protein, which comes from the soy. That's how they feed them. And that contains the glyphosate and also contains the other chemicals. So that the content, the cellular health of the content of that salmon food is no longer the same. The omega-3 oils are not there like they used to be in the wild caught. So if you're gonna like salmon, you may have to change your habit from eating what you call or what you thought was fresh and go to the can, because if it's the coho salmon, it's in the can that says wild, then by law, they have actually caught that out in the ocean raw. You can eat that, and that's safe. That's safe to do because they've eaten from the ocean itself rather than being man-fed. Let's see, what other fish besides salmon?
Well, the chickens, they feed them the GMO corns.
And shrimp are many times commercially raised.
Shrimp also, yeah.
What's the other, mussels?
The oysters and the clams.
Not them, but I'm trying to think of the other mussel that is that has been farm raised, and trout. Oftentimes, it's not wild caught; it's been farm raised. It too has a lot of the bad proteins coming from the soy, because soy is a protein, and so they want to feed these animals. Well, they give them a protein, and it ends up becoming the bad stuff, which is very carcinogenic. It gets into our own body.
Yeah, and of course, fish in the wild eat lots of soy.
Yeah.
So that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, and all you got to do is like Google fish farming, and you see the conditions they live in, and it is horrific, and you will never want to eat farm-raised fish again. In fact, some of the farm-raised fish, I understand, they feed them actual feces. Feces is their food. So, yeah, stay away from the farm-raised stuff. Yeah, and animals, they're often fed antibiotics just at low doses for disease prevention. You know, in fact, this accounts for 80% of all the antibiotic use in the United States.
Yeah.
And this misuse of antibiotics in the livestock, it has now become a direct source of foodborne illness. But yeah, you want to beware of animals that are fed a diet of GMO corn, GMO soy, and also be aware of dairy products, which may come from cows that have been injected with GM bovine growth hormone.
Yeah.
So you see a lot of the kids now, especially girls, they're starting puberty younger and younger and younger. Yeah. You know, it used to be, 13 or 14, and then, it got down to 12. And now I think it's down to like 8 or 9, which is just scary.
Wow.
So look for dairy products that are labeled no RBGH or no RBST. You want to see artificial hormone-free label on it. Look for wild-caught fish. Look for organic meats. Anything that I missed?
Grass-fed. And then also, if you want to look at sugar, if they say cane sugar, very likely going to be very safe for you, because cane sugar has not been genetically modified or damaged.
Yeah. And, it's part of this problem, too, with the GMOs is you think that it's limited to just those fields, but it's not. It's contaminating other crops.
Oh, yeah.
You've got winds that blow pollen over to, non-GMO or organic crops.
Yep.
You have bees and birds that are pollinating, and they end up cross-pollinating. So we are in a danger to where we're not going to have any choice but to eat this stuff unless we grow it on our own. But, in spite of all the hype by the biotech industry, experts and independent studies confirm that current GMOs are not a viable way to feed the growing population. They do not increase yields, which they say they do. They do not reduce herbicide use. In fact, they cause
increase
more.
That's right. Yep.
And more importantly, they just have not been proven safe. This is why we're so adamant, about going organic. It's not because, we think that that's the right way. It's because of the GMOs and the amount of damage that they do.
Yeah.
So you've been listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. This is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic. You can find me in Winter Park just off Howell Branch Road. Our blockbuster special this week is the Premier Mediclay FX. Buy two bottles or more and get 25% off each. You can place your order by calling Heiss Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That's 407-677-1660. Or you can email me your order or any questions to cfhealthline@yahoo.com. That's CF as in Central Florida Healthline@yahoo.com. At Heiss Health Clinic, you can experience the latest in 21st century clinical nutrition. I'd like to invite you to experience the evaluation and remediation of your own health changes and make your quantum leap to outrageous health. Mention that you heard me on WTLN and receive 50% off your initial assessment. You can check me out on the web at drheise.com. That's drheise.com. You can also find us on Facebook. This is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic, and I thank you for listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Join me again next Saturday at noon and learn how you can experience outrageous health. God bless you and stay healthy, my friends.
You've been listening to Central Florida Healthline with Renee Humphreys. The statements expressed are those of the host and guests and not those of Salem Media Group, staff, or management. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Statements and products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. This was a pre-recorded show. And join us again next week for Central Florida Healthline.